మాముపేతా పునర్జన్మ దుఃఖాలయం అథాశతం నాప్నువంతి మహాత్మాన సంసిద్ధిం పరమాంగత. దిస్ వర్ వి హావ్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఆన్ ఫ్రైడే. కృష్ణ సేడ్ దట్ ఎనీవన్ హూ కమ్స్ టు మీ, of course Krishna is everywhere, but still he has got his abode. The difference between Krishna and ordinary human being or ordinary living being is that we can remain at one place, but Krishna goloko eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Although he has got his abode in the transcendental kingdom, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. The Vrindavan city from where I have come, this Vrindavan is called Bhoma Vrindavan. Bhoma Vrindavan means the same Vrindavan descended on this earth. Just like Krishna descends on this earth out of his own internal potency, similarly, his dhamma or his abode also descends, the Vrindavan dhamma. Or, in other words, when Krishna descends on this earth, he manifests himself in that particular land. Therefore, that land is so sacred, Vrindavan. But Krishna has his own abode. And Krishna says, anyone who comes to my abode, pāmupeta, punajanma, dukkhālayam asāsatam, he does not get again rebirth in this material world, which is full of threefold miseries. Dukkhālayam asāsatam. Nāpnuvanti. Why? Because Mahātmāna, they are called Mahātmā. Perhaps you have heard the name, this word, Mahātmā. Our leader, Mahātmā Gandhi, he was known as Mahātmā. But Mahātmā is not the title of a politician. Mahātmā here, Mahātmā means the first class Krishna conscious man who is eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna. He is called Mahātmā. And the Mahātmāna's perfection is this, to prepare in this life, in this nice human form of life, with all facilities of nature. We can command over the nature. We can utilize the nature to our best interest. The animals cannot. So, all these facilities should be utilized for becoming a Mahātmā or becoming eligible to enter into the kingdom of Krishna. Because if we can do that, then there is no more birth in this material world, which is full of threefold misery. We have several times discussed what are these threefold miseries, but every one of you know that somewhere or other we are in miserable condition, either pertaining to the mind or to this body or natural disturbance or from other friends or other animals. So there is always some kind of misery inflicted upon us. That is the situation of this material world. The Krishna says that this is a place. You cannot avoid this misery. They are meant for that. Unless the miseries are there, you cannot come to the Krishna consciousness. That is an impetus and help to elevate you to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person, he can think that I do not want miseries, but the miseries are inflicted upon me by force. Somebody wants. He should question, so why these miseries are inflicted upon me by force? Unfortunately, the modern civilization, they set aside, let me suffer. Let me cover it by some intoxication. That's all. Is it? But as soon as the intoxication is over, again I am in the same point. So this is not the solution. You cannot make a solution of the misery of your life by artificial intoxication. That is not possible. You have to make the solution by this Krishna consciousness. If you always remain in Krishna consciousness, then gradually you will develop and you will be able to leave or quit your this material body in Krishna consciousness, so that immediately you will be transferred to the planet where Krishna is. That is the process. So, Mahamupeta, and if you can attain that situation, that is the perfection, that is the highest perfection of your life. Samsiddhim paramam. Paramam means the highest. Highest perfection. Then, people may inquire, well, you say that to enter into the planet of Krishna is the highest perfection, but we are trying to enter into the moon planet. Is it not perfection? Somebody, you may question. Yes. In answer, this tendency to enter into the higher planets is always there in human mind. Don't think that we have advanced and we have invented this Sputnik for entering into the moon planet or sun planet. This tendency is always there. A living entity's name is Sarvaga. Sarvaga. He wants to travel everywhere. That is his nature. That's why you Americans, you go to India or Europe, you cannot stay stagnant at a place. That is our nature. So this tendency that we are trying to enter into the moon planet, this is not a new thing. They are trying, maybe by different process, by yoga process, by other process, everyone is trying to enter into the higher planets. So Krishna says, yes, you are trying to enter into the moon planet or any other planet, that's all right. But you must remember, what is that? Abrahma bhuvana lokana punaravartina jina. Abrahma bhuvana lokana. This universe is divided into 14 divisions of planetary system. 14 divisions. We are just in the middle planetary system. There are 14, Chaturdash Bhuvan. There are 7 down and 7 up. We are in the middle. The Krishna says, the Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. What to speak of moon planet or sun planet or Venus, if you even enter into the highest planet, which is called Brahma Loka, still there is birth and death. Punaravartina. Repetition of birth and death. Repetition of birth. Punaravartina means just like I have got this body. Now, say I live 80 years. Now I am 71. So after 9 years, I will have to change this body. Sure. There is nobody can, like scientific process, can stay here. No. That is not allowed. We have to change it. This is called Puradavasti. Changing, just like you change your old dress, similarly, you have to change your old body. Again, enter into another new body. So this is called Puradavasti. So Krishna says that if you enter in this material world, if you enter even to the highest planet, what to speak of this mool? The mool planet is just our neighbor. Your modern scientists have calculated that if we want to go to the highest planet, it will take the same speed of Sputnik, 20,000 miles per hour, still it will take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet. That is the scientific view. But there is such planet where living entities like you and me are there. You have got this information from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature. All planets, they are full of living entities. Don't think simply of the earth we are here and all planets are better. No. From your experience you can see that no place in this earth is vacant without living entities. Even you dig earth, you'll find some worms. You go deep into the water, you'll find some living entities. You just analyze that outer space here, you'll find so many living entities. So how you can conclude that other planets are without living entities? They are all full of living entities. So Krishna says that in the Brahma Loka, in the highest planet of this universe, he will enter there. Abrahma bhuvana lokana punaravartina. My dear Arjuna, if you enter into the highest planet, still he will have to accept that repetition of birth and death. He cannot get rid of Mamupesta. Again he says, as in the former class, he says, Mamupesta, if you reach to my planet, then you haven't got to come back again in this miserable material world. Again he says repeatedly that if you enter into the highest planet of this universe, it's still your that repetition of birth and death will continue. But Mamupesta, if you come to my planet, Mamupesta to Tontya, Kunajanmana Vidyate. Oh, that same very thing is again confirmed here. Punajanmana Vidyate. Oh, there is no more rebirth. No more, you get your eternal life. We should be very serious about this problem, how to get our eternal life blissful and full of knowledge. That is the duty of human life. We have forgotten this. What is our aim of life? Nathayi dushatagatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that their interest, self-interest is how to get that eternal blissful life in the spiritual planet. That is his interest. Why they have forgotten durasayaji bhairathamanina? The people have been entrapped by this material glamour, by skyscraper and big factories and political activities. These entrapped. Although he cannot leave, he knows that however skyscraper I may make, I will not be allowed to leave. I will have to leave it. And I do not know where I am going. Therefore, the solution is that we should not spoil our energy for having a skyscraper. We should employ our energy to elevate ourselves to Krishna consciousness so that we can, after leaving this material body, we can enter into the spiritual path. That is the problem. So, Krishna consciousness is the necessity. It is not a religious formula or some spiritual recreation. No, it is the most important thing that we should imbibe in our life. Mahamupesta. Mahamupesta to Tumtiya, Punajjanmana vidyate. Is that it? Again. Then you may ask, then why people are so much anxious to go to the other planet? The description of other planets is there also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now here it is said, the Brahmaloka, because there are many yogis and many philosophers, they aim at being elevated to the higher planets by their yogic process. Why? Because the facilities of life in the higher planets are more than in this planet, the duration of life, the enjoyment and the amenities and everything is better, thousand times better. So people like, somebody likes that we shall go to the heavenly planet or this planet, that planet. Now some of the description of the higher planet is given here. What is that? Sahasra yuga parjantam marahajyat brahmano vidu. Ratrim yuga sahasrantam te ahuratro vidu janaha. Now, here is a nice description of the highest planet of this universe. What is that? Now, sahasra yuga parjantam. Sahasra yuga means one yuga. Means 43 lakhs of years. Then that means 4,300,000 of years. That is the duration of one jiva. And sahasra jiva, and sahasra means thousands. That is 4,300,000 of years. Just multiply it by another 1,000. Now we calculate. I am not a mathematician, you can calculate. What is that duration? So that duration, long duration, 43 into 1,000. That means 43 50 again 30. Now, what is that duration? That is calculated to be 12 hours of Brahma. As you have got 12 hours from morning, 6 to evening 6, so this duration of period in the Brahmaloka is 43 and 50 into 30. That's imagine. That is 12 hours. Similarly, another 12 hours night, same period. So that becomes one complete 24 hours of Brahma. Brahmaloka. And such 1 month, such 1 year, and 100 years duration of life is there. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahmano vidhu. That is the duration of life. You cannot calculate how long you can live there. But still, after so many years, millions and trillions of years, life, you'll have to die. That is that you cannot, unless you go into the spiritual planets, there is no escape from death. So, abrahma bhuvanandu, abrahma jugapajjantam, sahasra jugapajjantam, arhajyat brahmano vidhu, ratri juga sahasrantam te ahoratra vidhu jana. Abhaktyat bhaktayo sarva, prabhavanti ahoragame. Now, this duration of Brahma, the material manifestation in the lower status, this planetary system, when Brahma has there this finish, all this planetary system becomes covered in water. There is devastation. Devastation. And when again Brahma, the supreme person in the Brahma Loka, he rises up, then again creation begins. That is the law of creation. So, abhaktat bhaktayo sarva prabhavanti ahuragame aha means in the daytime. when there is daytime, daytime 12 hours, then this material manifestation, what you see, all these planets, they are manifested, they are seen. But when there is night time, so all this planetary system becomes merged into dilatation of water. So ratradhani puriyante tatraiva abhakta sangane. Ratradhani means when the night is there, then again all these planets become invisible. They are divided into one. This is the nature of this material world. Bhutagrama saivayana bhutta bhutta puriya. So, because the whole planetary system becomes submerged into the heart station of water. Therefore, all living entities, at that time, solar devastation, they all die. Bhutagrama saivam bhutta bhutta puriya. So, this nature is going on. When it is the daytime, they are again coming out, and when there is night time, they again all become swallowed into this water. Ratradhane avasa prattha prahoti ahuradhane avasa. Avasa means, although they do not like devastation, the devastation will come, and overflood all this. And again, when the day of sun, again gradually, the waters will disappear. Just like in this planet, the three-fourths is covered with water, and gradually land is coming out. It takes time. And one day it will come when there will be no water, simply land. There will be no water. That is the path of formation. Parastasmatu bhava anya. Parastasmatu bhava anya. Abhakta bhakya sanatana. But my dear Raju, beyond this place, sometimes it is appearing, sometimes it is disappearing. Beyond this, there is another nature. Just take this information from Bhagavad Gita. We cannot calculate what is the length and breadth of this universe. But there are millions and millions of universes like this within this material world. And above this material world, there is another sky, which is called spiritual sky. And in that sky, the planets are all eternal, and their light is eternal. This manifestation, this material manifestation, is only 3/4 part of the whole manifestation, both spiritual and material. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekansi na sthitu jagat. Ekansi is 1/4 part. These manifestations are 1/4 part. And 3/4 part manifestation is beyond this material sky. This material sky is covered. When you see to the sky, you find that ball-like covering. That is the covering. So, millions and millions of miles, the covering is there. And after penetrating that covering, you can enter into the spiritual sky. That is open sky. So here you get the information that parastasmatu bhava anya. Bhava means the nature, another nature. Just like you have got experience of this material nature. Similarly, there is another, a spiritual nature. Just like the material nature and spiritual nature, you have got experience here also. What is that? Just like you are yourself combination of material and spiritual. You are yourself spirit. So long you are within this body, within this matter, it is moving. And as long, as soon as you are out of this body, it is as good as stone. So as you can perceive here, within yourself, what is matter, one is spirit. Similarly, there is a spiritual world also. The two natures are there. As you can experience two natures here, the material nature and spiritual nature. This we have discussed in the seventh chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The spiritual nature is called superior nature. And this material nature is called inferior nature. So, this material nature, beyond this material nature, there is a superior nature, spiritual nature. This information we have got. Now, it is not possible but to understand these things by experimental knowledge. That's right. Although you are seeing by microscope and other instruments, astronomical instruments, there are millions and millions of stars. Actually you are seeing, but you cannot approach. Your senses, your means are so insufficient that you cannot approach. What to speak of other planets, you cannot approach even the moon planet, which is the nearest. So just try to understand how much incapable you are. So, being incapable, don't try to understand God and God's kingdom by experimental knowledge. This is foolish. It is not possible. You have to understand by hearing Bhagavad Gita, and there is no other way. That's the same example. You cannot understand who is your father by experimental knowledge. You have to simply believe your mother. Similarly, you have to believe this Bhagavad Gita, then you can get all this knowledge. There is no possibility of experimental knowledge. But if you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, you realize. You realize. That's why whatever we are speaking, we are firmly convinced. We are not blindly speaking. So, you also read. Swami was Purattva. If this knowledge will be revealed to you, if you stick to the Krishna consciousness, this knowledge will actually understand, yes, there is spiritual kingdom, there is God, and I have to go there, and I must prepare there, just like you understand everything while you go to some other country. So these are all practical things. If you take out this Krishna consciousness, you will understand all these practical and the whole problem of your life will be solved. Thank you very much. If you have any questions,
right away, day that's the birth of the universe and night dissolution, is that also Brahma's day and night?
Just like day and night differs. Now, suppose you take a small jar at night. Of course, I do not see here in India, we find some small worms. Their duration of life is only a few hours in the night. They get their bath, they grow, and they beget children, and in the morning we'll find so many worms dead, you see, on the floor. In this month especially, this is called Diwali Puja. So, that is also a living entity. But if you speak to them, there is a human being whose life is, our duration of life is in, he has got, that is only night, and he has got day, and the day and night makes one day, 24 hours, such 24 hours into 30 makes a month. And then 30, 12 months make a year. Will be puzzled to understand. How is it possible? Similarly, we are very tiny entities in this planet. And if we hear of other planet, as is described here, we think, how is it possible? Don't calculate with your standard. We are most insignificant part of this. Don't be puffed up with your false, this material science. There are so many things to be understood, you see. So, this is the information from Bhagavad Gita, and we should try to understand and realize them and practically apply them in our life by Krishna consciousness, then our life will be successful. Any other question? Don't thank it. That I have this time again.